Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
History made in space yesterday. Did you watch it? Did you gather around the TV and watch the asteroid get smashed by the satellite? Don't worry, Tammy did. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. I didn't know y'all had a big old watch the asteroid get smashed party.
Well, my brother-in-law and his girlfriend are in town, and we went up to our friend Mark and Colleen's. Mark, of course, is our weekend warrior here at KSON, and Mark is kind of a space nerd like me, too, and we thought it would be fun to watch it. Now, just again to remind you, it wasn't going to be some big explosion. The satellite's purpose was to smash into the asteroid to see if it could move its trajectory a little bit. Wasn't going to be a big explosion, but we wanted to see it and watch it live.
So we're up at your house. My brother-in-law and his girlfriend are here visiting, and we wanted to come up and take advantage of your beautiful pool. Thank you very much. But something happened at 4:15 this afternoon. What did you put on the big television for us?
It was the satellite that ran into the asteroid.
Right.
Yeah.
On NASA TV, on YouTube.
On YouTube, right. Yeah.
So we were all sitting around. I mean, Darren, you even did the countdown. I was in the pool, and you're like, 2 minutes! 2 minutes to impact!
I got the voice. That's what I do.
Yeah. What did everybody think after it happened?
The thing about the satellite running into the asteroid is that I think they could have done better if they had better graphics and CGI for it, you know? And like, you know, when you're watching a movie, you know, a sci-fi movie, you know, they've got the third camera angle.
Yes.
So it's not just like the video and it just goes away when it hits the asteroid. Oh,
right.
No.
Yeah.
We're the little people, and where's the other spaceships, and you know, where's all the stuff that goes along with these movies?
I know. The interesting thing was, is we were watching it from the perspective of the satellite that was going into it, and once it hit, it all went red, and that was the end of it. And NASA, everybody there was all excited, but I found out there is another satellite, an Italian satellite, who was filming this whole thing.
Really?
And yeah, and so it's going to be a little bit before we can get those images. And the James Webb telescope is focused on it. It's going to be a little bit. So we just have to wait. Unlike sci-fi shows, it's not instant gratification.
What?
I know. I know. So we just have to wait a little bit, and we'll get some. We'll have time, and then we'll be able to actually see the images of when it happens. So let's just hope that Italy keeps their satellite going so that we can get those things and the James Webb telescope works.
You know what's going on tonight?
What?
You know, later on tonight.
What?
Today is the closest approach Jupiter makes to the planet Earth.
That's right.
First time in 59 years since 1963. Right. And the next time it's going to happen? In 109 years.
Okay.
Whoa.
So we have to look at it tonight?
I have the telescope. Well, that's
okay.
What
I'm going
to do.
I'm in.
Boy, you said it earlier. You are accurate. You are a bunch of space nerds.
Definitely. So I sent producer Jessica and John a text this morning to make sure that you looked up so you could see Jupiter. Did you guys do it?
I actually did.
I think the exact conversation that John and I had as we were walking in this morning. Do you know where Jupiter is? I don't know. Is it that one?
I can just sense Tammy's excitement this morning at 4:25.
Yes.
Don't forget to look up and see the big, bright Jupiter in the sky this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I did that. I walked out of my house. I looked up. I think I saw it. A big, bright thing. Big, round dot.
My God.
And then Jessica reiterated the fact when I got here this morning, she saw the same big
dot. You guys weren't even sure. I had to show you a picture, and then you both were like,
That's what we saw.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so just to recap what happened yesterday, some really cool close-up shots of an asteroid, and then nothing.
Yes.
I mean, just like fade to black. Not even fade to black.
No, it went
black,
red.
Done.
The
red.
Whole thing went red, but I am looking forward to seeing when they start sending back pictures of it hitting and what it's going to look like. Because the funny thing was, is we're watching it get closer to the meteorite. We're like looking at it going, wait. Is that just out at Superstition Mountain? Because it looks so much like it. It's so crazy.
Tammy, as a official space nerd, were you satisfied with the events yesterday?
Well, I was just bummed that we didn't get to see more, but we're going to. So I'm excited when those start coming back. Okay. So pictures in the next few days and weeks. I mean, the whole thing's incredibly amazing.
Yeah, think about it. They launched this 10 months ago. Imagine the math that went into finding the right directory with the right timing to hit this thing.
The right way. Yeah.
It's insane. I can't even tell you the time difference between California and New York half the time.
I have to be honest. I stopped listening as soon as you said imagine the math. I'm out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.